Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. It's time for another AFC East showdown. Paul Perillo of Patriots Football Weekly breaks down the keys to the matchup against the Miami Dolphins. It's time for 3 points with Perillo, presented by Putnam.
The Patriots are heading home, but it won't get any easier. Miami is here on Sunday for a huge AFC East showdown. The Dolphins have been up and down all year, 3-3, three wins to start, three-game losing streak now. It's pretty easy to see why. It all starts on that offensive line. They just haven't been able to protect Ryan Tannehill, and that's led to all kinds of problems. Jonathan Martin, Tyson Klebo with the tackles, and they have been turnstiles all season long. This is the area the Patriots need to exploit. Chandler Jones, Rob Ninkovich, this is a big game for you two players. They need to apply the heat, because otherwise Miami can hurt you. I'm going to stick with that Patriots defense here, because with all these injuries, it's really been a struggle to get it going the last couple of weeks. Aqib Talib, to me, is a central figure. We saw him return to practice this week. Hopefully he's able to get out there and play, because Miami has an absolutely explosive weapon on the outside in Mike Wallace. He's not as gifted as some of the other guys that Talib has shut down this year in terms of his ability to run different routes, but he can flat out fly. If that hip is bothering Talib, the Patriots are going to have to give safety help over the top, because Wallace is the kind of guy that can come up with three or four catches for 150 yards, and the Patriots can't let that happen. Offensively, things have to get better up front. The offensive line just hasn't protected Tom Brady very well lately. 13 sacks in the three-game stretch. That's the most Brady's ever gone down in a three-game stretch throughout his career. So things have to get better. They have to run the ball better and more often. And they're going to have to be aware of the front four for Miami that's going to get after it. Cameron Wake, he's a tough pass rusher. Kevin Coyle comes from Cincinnati. The Bengals were able to shut down the Patriots offense a couple of weeks ago. They're going to have to be ready for a similar kind of style. Aggressive, but not necessarily blitzing. The Patriots offensive line has to improve. This is a very big football game that's going to be played here on Sunday, right here at Gillette Stadium. Last year, around this time, all the teams in the AFC East were tied at 3-3, and the Patriots just ran away with the division. They have an opportunity to do that right now. They have a lead at 5-2. They have the cushion. But very quickly, with one home loss to Miami, things can get very, very interesting. This is an important football game. Have I overstated that? This is an important football game, and one that I think the Patriots are going to bounce back and win. I think they have a little bit more going for them on offense with Gronkowski back. Perhaps Danny Amendola back into the equation. He was back at practice this week. I think they have a little bit more to rely on. Brady, I think, bouncing back at home. They find a way to get a win, 27-21. It's going to wrap it up for the Dolphins. The Steelers come to town next week, and then we get a much-needed bye.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.